playing for Liverpool is not that simple. First, the expectations, and second, you have to understand the club you're representing. There are a couple of moments that I thought, ooh, I'm done here. I had to be very strong, and I never gave a chance for me to think about it that I wasn't going to succeed.
Welcome to We Are Liverpool, and as you've heard, Lucas Leiva joins Jan Molby and me, Peter McDowell, for today's show, looking back over a Liverpool career playing for five different managers and experiencing a range of emotions over the course of a decade at the club too. It's the fifth show of our second series, and you can catch up on all of the previous episodes from this season and last wherever you get your podcasts. And if you give us a follow, it'll also ensure you don't miss any upcoming shows. Please let us know what you think as well. Leaving a rating or a review will help others find us as well. So here's what happened when Lucas joined us. Lucas, welcome back, lad.
Oh, all right, lad.
You said you didn't want to lose your accent when you left. Is it still creep out from time to time?
It's coming back now, better, in a better accent, Liverpool way, let's say. No, it's a pleasure to be here. You know, first time since I left 2017. And of course, my connection with the club is amazing. It never went away. But being back and, you know, visiting AXA, Anfield, and seeing good old friends, it's amazing. So many good memories, so I'm really happy.
What was your first emotion driving through here today? Because Melwood was such a homely place. This is very different, it's very vast, but what are your thoughts about the training ground?
No, I think it's amazing place, you know, it's space, you have a space for everything, really. You know, of course, Melwood, it's smaller. You know, you feel like home. You know, of course, I was there for 10 years, so it felt like home. And here it's big, beautiful, new. I think all the technology, the best that you can get, you know, for players are here. So, you know, now I retired, a lot of things I see in a different way. And I think the players should make the most of it because, you know, not many clubs in the world have this, you know, this place, you know, to use and to prepare.
You came to Liverpool as a young player.
Yeah.
How did that come about? I mean, that must have been a big move for you. You know, you look at Liverpool and they had a midfield already of Gerrard, Alonso.
Not bad midfield.
Exactly. What were you thinking?
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody remember my when I came to Liverpool. I had a difficult period. I was only 20 and coming from Brazil to the Premier League, and it was a big move. You know, normally Brazilian players, not now, but before, used to go to Portugal, Spain, you know, and come to the Premier League. Of course, 2007 has been quite a while, so not many Brazilian players were playing the Premier League on that moment. And the midfield we had, you know, was Xabi, Mascherano, Gerrard, and Momo Sissoko. So, but when Liverpool comes, you can't say no. You have to accept the challenge, and that's what I did. And I struggled a bit, you know, with everything really. But slowly, I understood what I needed to do. And of course, when some players, especially Xabi, moved on, and Momo, I start to have a chance in the team.
Did Rafa play a big part in yes. your decision?
Rafa played a big part because I remember he called my father and said, listen, we want to see if there is the possibility. And of course, before I signed, I came to Liverpool. It was about March. And Liverpool was almost in the final of the Champions League that year. It was 2007, so before the season. And I came to visit Melwood and, you know, and then it's easy to accept, you know, and then everything went quite quickly. I signed, I think, officially June, but from March was more or less done. And yeah, it was the right choice, I would say. You know, after 10 years spending at the club, I'm sure it was the right choice.
You'd played a lot of senior games already in Brazil, and then you come to Liverpool as a 20-year-old. Did you expect straight away, I'm going
to
play?
No, to be honest, when you come to a club like Liverpool, you don't really know what's going to happen because the competition is so high. Of course, I left Brazil in a good moment. You know, I won the best player in the league on that 2006. So, But of course, when you see players like Stevie, Xavi, Mascherano, now I look, like I said, I understand more. But when I was 20, maybe I thought I would have a chance. But as soon as I understood that they were preparing myself to be a player for the future, that I didn't need to rush anything and learn the right way how to play in Europe. And then, you know, slowly I adapt, you know, I grew, I improved physically, especially. And Rafa was very patient. I always like to say that, because I think if it wasn't Rafa, maybe my career wouldn't be that long at the club. You know, he was very patient with me because he could see that I was trying so hard. You know, even in a difficult moment, I wasn't giving up. So he was very important for me.
Talk us through the infancy of your Premier League career then, because Everton at Goodison Park, the board goes up, well, or Rafa calls you towards him and says, I want to bring you on. And then you realise who he's going to bring off.
To be honest, on that moment, I didn't even understand, you know, I didn't have the idea. He said, you go warm up. Okay, I was there and wanted to come on. And then, you know, who is coming off? Stevie. Huh? The guys, not me. I didn't have a clue. Like, I knew Stevie, you know, captain, the legend. But I didn't imagine that the reaction from people, from everybody, from the stadium, the whole stadium. And also the bench, you know, like, what he's doing, you know. And then when the ball comes up, Stevie looked like me? What are you doing? You know, and then everything happened there. I could have scored the goal, and then Dirk scored the penalty. And then, you know, I remember on the papers the next day was like unbelievable. It worked, you know, we won the game, of course. You know, I had the chance. I think I came on well, but it was a risky move by Rafa, to be honest.
Do you ever wonder though what might have happened that, you know, Philip Neville decided not to handle that and it goes in the roof of the net?
Probably my first year of Liverpool would be a little bit easier. I'm not saying that I would have played better, but maybe it would have been a bit easier than it was the first year, because you know. But looking back now, you know, it's just a message to me that my career at the club would be hard, but it would be successful at the end. You know, that's you know, that save from Neville, it made my life harder at the beginning, but it worked at the end.
So Rafa had a lot of patience with you. Did you have patience with yourself?
Not as much as I would have to, I would say. Of course, I was frustrated many times. But I never thought to give up. I think was the key for me to turn things around, you know, because when you are 20 years old, you want everything for yesterday. You know, you don't have too much patience. And you get older, you understand the process. You understand that you accept that maybe you are not ready. And then when I understood that, I think, you know, after 1 year, 1.5 years, I understood that. I think things start to, you know, get better. And of course, Xabi moved, Momo moved, and then I had a more chance to play as a starting 11.
You come in as an attacking midfielder, though. I very much remember at the time the likes of Tim Vickery, who worked for the BBC, even Rafa speaking about, you know, this is a lad who loves to join in. He's a goal scorer, attacking midfielder. Do you think that maybe played a part in maybe hampering those first few months, and that we were expecting a different player to the one that Rafa wanted you to almost formulate as?
Yeah, I think so. I think before also, I think people when used to speak about Brazilians, the first players that would come in your head would be the Ronaldinhos, the Ronaldos, you know. Not many defenders on that time would come to your mind, you know. I was attacking midfielder, you know, but I think Rafa was very clever when maybe I was attacking midfielder in Brazil. You know, the speed of the game wasn't as quick as in the Premier League. So I found difficult playing as attacking in the Premier League. So he found a new position for me, which I had to learn, you know, how to defend, how to protect the defense, how to get the ball in a deeper position, you know, and the body shape, things like this that I took time. So, but then I think I adapt really well, and after a couple of years, it seemed that I was playing there for many years. So I had to understand that. I was frustrated at the beginning, you know, because of course when you're young, you want to attack, you want to score goals, and I used to do it. And then unfortunately, in the Premier League, I found a bit harder, and then I had to adapt and to a new role.
Already when you came to Liverpool, you knew you were a good player. You won Player of the Year in Brazil, and you spoke about getting a new role at Liverpool. But you also think you had to learn to be a Liverpool player.
Of course, playing for Liverpool is not that simple. You know, the first expectations, and second, you have to understand the club you're representing, you know. And I think I understood that straight away. That's why I think I was frustrated maybe when I didn't have the chance to play at the start. But looking back now, I think it was the right thing to do, you know, because I wasn't ready. Liverpool is, it's strange, but when people say, clubs are like family, and sometimes you just think there is no, not a meaning of that, but Liverpool is like that. And then that's why I think I felt, you know, so welcome, even with the struggle I had. I wanted to succeed, you know. It was never in my mind that leave Liverpool without succeeding. And I think, of course, the club had a difficult period, you know, changing owners and a lot of managers. I played under 5 managers, which is not normal, but it was okay. Represent Liverpool in any moment of your career, I think, is a privilege. And now you see how far these teams and winning the Premier League, the Champions League, and to be honest, I feel part of that as well, because people had to build that to get to this moment. So I'm glad.
We often forget about, you know, how difficult it is to adapt to a new country, completely new culture. You mentioned the family there. Who were the people that you lent on to help you settle in?
Of course, when I arrived, of course, Fabio Aurelio was a big help. Brazilian, and I couldn't speak any English, still can't, but
no, it's good now.
But I try my best. But of course, the Spanish lads as well, I think they were very important, you know. Arbeloa, I was very close to him. Yossi Benayoun, he used to speak Spanish as well. Pepe Reina, it was fantastic, and I met him after I played with him at Lazio, so it was amazing. And the likes of Stevie, of course, since the first day. Sami Hyypiä was an incredible guy for me. He was on his last few years of his career, and you know, he was like a role model for myself as well. So many of these guys helped me to, you know, to grow and to keep patient. I think patient was the right word for me when I got to Liverpool.
So what do you feel was the lowest point you had at Liverpool?
I think there are a couple of moments that I thought, I think I'm done here, you know. The derby, I got sent off on the cup, FA Cup, I think it was. And when we lost, I think on the extra time, something like this, and we got out of the FA Cup. And the game against Wigan, I think away, we were challenging for the title that year. We came on second. And I think I conceded a penalty on the last 10 minutes of the game. But to be honest, I really had a good game. But I just thought it was my fault that maybe Liverpool didn't get the title. And then when you are young, you don't have the experience to accept that. So I think was my true lowest moment that I remember, you know. And of course, when you get injury, I think when I got injury, the Chelsea game was a very difficult moment, but a difficult moment for myself, but not in terms of performance, because probably was my best moment of my career in Liverpool. So I think the Wigan and the derby was the difficult two moments. I remember the game against Fulham, you know, I was starting, and then fans, they wanted Alonso to play, so they used to shout for Alonso. But you know, things can happen like this. But apart from that, I think in 10 years, you can allow to have 3 difficult moments. And that's why I said, I think never in my mind, I thought to give up and not succeed. And I think I succeed after, you know, I look back and I think I had a great career at the club.
Getting stick from the Liverpool fans, your own fans, how did that feel for you?
they were not happy. You can see when fans are not happy, you feel it. You know, you are on the pitch, you are focused on the game, but every time you get the ball, every time you make a foul, or every time you try something, you can smell that things are not going in your way. So, but like I said, you know, when I accept the challenge to come to Liverpool, I didn't want to go backwards, you know. So I had to be very mentally stronger, you know, because we can see a lot of young players that maybe don't progress on their career because of mentally issues that they have. So I had to be very strong, and I never gave a chance for me to think about it that I wasn't going to succeed. So I think that's what moved me, you know, forward. And like I said again, and I would like to repeat, Rafa was really important for that as well, because, you know, especially my third year here, and it was his last year, I played, I think, more than 50 games. And then after that, I think I settled, you know, I got my place in the team, even after with other managers, I had to fight because that's how it is. But I think I was in a better position when he left.
A lot of players from the era where Gerard Houllier was manager, and we had the same thing with Kaut, were talking about how different they were as managers. You know, Houllier was arm around the shoulder, whereas Dirk was saying that he had quite a few tender moments with Rafa where he really needed his support when his dad passed away. Did you have that relationship with him where he would put his arm around you and say, don't worry, this will all be okay, it will sort itself out over time?
Yeah, to be honest, Rafa is not like a Jurgen type of manager, you know, that, you know, hugs and laughs. And but like I said, he was a father figure, you know, because especially the lowest point I had, and I mentioned Wigan, the day after the game in Melwood, you know, I was devastated. I was like, well, this is for me, it's done. And then he came to speak with me, you know, and he just said, listen, Lucas, you had a really good game. I wouldn't say that if it wasn't true. Of course, you made a mistake. You know, you were late. You have to improve that. But be calm, he said. And I remember the words. He said, we are preparing you for the future. So stay calm. You know, keep working hard. And he used to say to me, arrive and delay. I don't think I learned so much, because I used to concede a lot of fouls. But anyway,
it's a great saying, that arrive and delay.
I never concede a penalty anymore. I don't think so. So, but yeah, I think it was for me, like I said, he was a father figure, because I was young. I was away, you know. I was, by that time I was 21, so he was important.
So what changes things? Is there a moment? Or is it just a case of, I've now been here for a while, I'm used to playing, Rafa's given me a new role? Or is there a specific thing that changes direction of your Liverpool career?
I think, of course, when Xabi left, he left a gap, you know, to be filled. Of course, the club signed Aquilani, and he came on injured. So I had that 3-4 months that I was going to have a chance to play. So, and I was, after 2 years already, I was ready. And then I think I took my chance, and I made the most of it. So moments, you know, you have to take the moment and make the most of it. And I think the chance I had, especially after Xabi left, because it wasn't easy to replace these guys, you know, even when I was on the bench and come on for them, it wasn't easy. So I think Xabi leaving also, he gave me like I wouldn't say a relief, but, you know, wow, maybe I have an opportunity here that I can feel a bit important, let's say. You know, I'm just not replacing when they can't play and then I play. You know, I just felt a little bit more responsibility. And then I think I was ready physically and mentally to get my place on the team.
Let's talk about a few of the managers then. You mentioned Rafa again.
Yeah.
He's the one who's a big part of convincing you. Mm-hmm. Eventually you get a role in the team. And then he leaves, and now it's the turn of Roy Hodgson. How did you feel? Wow, I have to do this all over again? Or?
Oh, yeah, that's how I felt, to be honest. Because, you know, Roy arrived, and it was, I think, the change of the owners as well. So I feel that everything was going to change, you know, for everyone. And Roy arrived, he brought Poulsen, Christian Poulsen was a player that he liked so much. So, and at the beginning, I was out as well of the team. So I thought, here we go again. I have to earn my place. But I kept going. You know, I think my mentality was that I didn't want to go backwards, just forward. And he didn't stay that long. So when Kenny arrived, I think was, for me, it was magical. I just say, because straight away, you know, I had a relationship with him, and I just he made me feel so important. That was probably my best time at the club, performance wise, was under Kenny.
Were you surprised that Kenny came in and he had so much faith in you?
I was, because you know, the odds, they were all against me.
Yeah.
A manager or a former player, a legend like Kenny comes and, you know, just are so positive about you. And, you know, it was just straight away, you know, the feeling. Of course, I knew him before, but never had worked with him. And then straight away was just a positive mood. And then, you know, he gave me a responsibility in the team as well, and which helped me grow as a player, as a man, and I'm very grateful, because, like I said, I think it was my best time, probably as a performance-wise, was under Kenny.
But you also had a bad injury.
Yes, unfortunately, I had my best time of my career, and when you think nothing is going to happen to you, you know, you probably felt that, you know, and then come an injury. Looking back again, you know, after everything happened and many years, I wouldn't say it probably was my fault, because we played a game on a Monday against Man City, and I had a fantastic game. It was probably one of the best performances I had with the club. And then Kenny, of course, we had I think it was quarterfinal of the League Cup. And Kenny, of course, was worried, because we only had 48 hours to recover and play again. And I remember he asked me, you know, Lucas, you know, maybe rest, or, you know, come on. But I was with that feeling that, you know, I'm in a moment of performance that nobody can stop me. And I played, and then everything happened. But then I got a bad injury, and then settled again, going back 1 year out, because I recovered pre-season. And then the second game of the season, I had a very bad thigh injury, which kept me out for 1 year. And then I needed to start again, you know. But that's life. I stayed for eight weeks in Brazil, doing my first 2 months in Brazil, recovering. And then I came to Liverpool to finish my rehab. And of course, we got to Wembley 3 times, and then I had to travel all these times to Wembley, and, you know, with the suit and
not the same.
Just on the bench with the suit, it's not the same, you know. And then not walking properly, it was hard, because, you know, I was part of that team, and I helped in some ways to get to Wembley. And then missing 3 times playing at Wembley was terrible, to be honest. But, you know, I just wanted to recover, to get back, and hopefully to have a chance to play, which I had later on with Jürgen.
How was Kenny different? Got a big smile on your face when you spoke about him before. Did he just set you free again? Was he just somebody that...
Kenny, for me, you know... It was just like relaxed, you know. Of course, the pressure is there. We know, play for the club, for Liverpool, is a lot of pressure. You need to get results. You need to get points, get wins. But Kenny, just the way he was, he brought us a little bit of a relaxed environment, you know, with his presence, of course. And for myself, was just, I felt like that, you know, just play free. You know, and of course you have a role, you know what to do. We worked for that. We train every week, but then enjoy the game, you know, because if you are free, you enjoy. I think the chance to get a result is bigger.
Christmas is almost here, and if you're still searching for the ideal gift for the Liverpool fan in your life, our official LFC Store app is here to help. From retro shirts to signed memorabilia, toys and games for kids of all ages, and plenty of options if you really want to push the boat out. There is something there for everyone. Download the LFC Store app today and place an order before 8 a.m. UK time on Monday the 11th of December and save 15%. And if you're an official LFC member, you'll save an extra 10%. T&Cs apply, and for more information, visit the website. Right now, let's get back to the show.
Eventually, Kenny left, and then the next one, your fourth manager, Brendan. What did you make of that?
Another manager that comes in, and you don't really know what's going to happen because he's a young manager with his own ideas, and he needs to get the club back, you know, in the winning ways, let's say. I was still recovering from the knee, so I've done the preseason with him. And then as soon as I started the season, I got another injury because of the tie, and then I stayed out for 3 months. So I was the first 6 months of Brendan I was watching from outside. And we could see Brendan was a good manager, you know, a different way of playing of Kenny, different style, new tactics. But I think we started well. And after that, of course, we couldn't win the league that year. And then the year after wasn't good enough. And then he moved on. So I had good times and difficult times with Brendan, especially when Steve started to get older, you know, because then Steve started to drop a little bit more. And then he started to play as a six, you know, and it cost me the place, to be honest. But that's okay. We had a good run. We almost won the league. And at the end, the third year of Brendan, that we didn't do good enough. And then I think he started the new season. And then after 2 months, Jurgen came.
So you mentioned almost won the league 2013-14, finished second. You also mentioned before 2008-2009, also finished second. If you compare those two experiences, which one of those seasons you look and go, that season we should have won it?
It's hard to say, you know, because 8-9, I think we almost had a perfect season.
Yeah, it looked that way.
You know, I think we lost one game or two games, and we beat Chelsea away, we beat United away, we beat, we beat almost every team, you know. So it felt that way. Unfortunately, Man United, they had a very good season as well, a perfect season, I would say, which wasn't enough for us to win the league. I think 13-14, people focus a lot, of course, what's happened on Chelsea game. But I think we let that title run away from us just maybe because we were a team that we used to concede a lot of goals. We had the two best strikers in the league. You know, we had goals from everywhere, but maybe the lack of experience or the lack or the pressure to win the league, because everybody, the first team that would win the league would be in the history of the club, you know. So that didn't help us, you know. I think that Chelsea game, we approached maybe a bit arrogant. You know, we could have drawn that game. And I remember easy that Mourinho came not to lose the game. And unfortunately, we end up losing the game. But a draw there would be enough, you know, because we had two games, I think, to play, and then we could win the game. So the 13-14 run away from us. The 8-9, it felt like a perfect season and wasn't enough. It's more like when we've done more than almost 100 points we've done here, and we came second. And I think the 8-9 was the case, you know. I think we had a very good season, but it wasn't enough. And the 13-14, I think if we could have done something different, I think would be that a bit more solid. And of course, the Chelsea game, because we had a very good run, I think 14, 15 wins. We just thought, first 20 minutes, like we've done many teams, Arsenal's and other teams, Everton's, and maybe we thought we would do the same against Chelsea.
So here come your fifth manager.
Yeah.
You've got an idea before he comes to Liverpool, yeah? that this guy's going to be great? Is that how you feel? Is that how the squad is feeling? This is a, one of the biggest managers in the game.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember, it's fresh on my mind because Jürgen came on the international break, and it was only a few there, and I was there. And then we were in Melwood on the physio room, and then he walked in, and the first thing you think, wow, he's quite tall, you know, he's quite big. I didn't realize, you know. Of course, I remember we played against Dortmund in preseason. He was the manager, but I didn't really remember. So, and then the way he is, you know, his character, laughing the first day, you know, just to get his hands around the players and start, you know, a new project, let's say. And from the first day, we could see that something special was going to happen. Maybe we'll take a few years, you know, because we knew he would change a lot, you know, especially personnel and the way he does things. But things was for sure was going to go to the right way, and that was what's happened, you know. Even our first season with him, you know, we got to the two finals, we lost. And then I got the chance to play at Wembley. But I think we could smell that something was starting to happen.
Is the party when Klopp arrives, you think, I wish I was 4 years younger here? Because yeah. You sensed, yeah, like yeah. You said there at the time, that this is going to be maybe the next 5 years that the club's going to be on the up.
Yeah, yeah. I think, when he got there, maybe if I was a couple of years younger and didn't have maybe the injuries I had, I would have played a bigger part. I think, like I said, I feel part because I played 2 years with him, and I think I helped in some way. But you could see the way he was changing and doing things. It would need a lot of new players, and that's what's happened. The year after, he already brought Mane, and Firmino was here already, but and other players that were important for the process.
He always used to say about you were brilliant when you were in the team. He found
nightmare.
You'd be knocking on his door quite a lot when you weren't. Yeah, did you have an interesting relationship with him, though?
But you know what? I think the way I was, and I'm so competitive, yeah. And that's something I miss, you know, not playing anymore. But I think the difficult moments I had, and I knock on his door, I think our relationship got even closer. Even if I was going to ask questions, you know, and I always like to repeat one thing that he told me once. He said, "Lucas, you can always come to my office, but maybe I will say to you what you don't want to listen, and that's fine. You just wanna be speak with manager, you know, and." They be honest with you, and Jürgen always been honest with me. And after his first year, I had a chance to leave the club, you know, and I was considering because I wanted to play, I wanted more game time, and he said, "Lucas, I can't promise you're gonna play, but you have to stay because you can play as a center back, you can play midfield, you are all the older guys, you know, you can help me a lot, but I want to try to convince you to see as well that, no, it's not that only when you're playing you are important. You are important when you don't play as well, you know. And that's why our relationship is fantastic. It's funny because when I left one day, I was in Rome. Maybe he doesn't remember that, but sometimes you get thinking. And then I text him. I said, "Boss," I call him boss. "Boss, I look back and was a couple of moments that I was, I can't say the word here,
go
but
on, say it.
You know, I wasn't, you know,
surely
was,
not.
I was a stupid guy, and I said, "I'm sorry for that, you know, because I realize now." And then he said, "Don't worry, it's normal. You know, you guys want to play, and I was a player, and so it's a, and our relationship is great, and I have a, you know, we still keep in touch, so it's amazing.
You mentioned the two cup finals in Jürgen's first season, City at Wembley and Sevilla in Basel. What's your memories of those two games?
The City game, of course, City was a fantastic team, and but we got so close, you know. We lost on penalties, and I played as a centre back, so you know it was a great opportunity for us to get a title, but it didn't happen. And then the Europa League left us with a little bit, you know, a bit bad, because you know we didn't play well that final. But then after the final, we had a party. That moment, Jürgen gave a speech. You know, after everybody was sad and nobody wanted to drink anything, he just wanted to get to Liverpool back. And then he gave a speech, which there it just confirms what I was thinking. Something special was going to happen, because you know Jürgen has the power and the ability to show you that even after a defeat, you can get some positive things, you know, and take from there. So I think that's what's happened. And of course, I think the following season we qualify for Champions League and then finals and titles. So
in a moment like that, when Jürgen makes a speech and you probably feeling already that I won't be a big part of the future, mm-hmm. But are you thinking, well, I just want to be here for as long as I can?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, every day is a bonus.
Yeah, well, of course, after I still stayed one more year after the Europa League final. But, you know, you feel it. You know, you're losing space. You feel that, you know, you're going to be playing very little. And at the end of the day, we are football players. We were. And we want to be on the pitch. So I could sense that. But Jürgen, like I said, he spoke to me, said, you can't go now. You know, I'm doing a lot of change. And maybe next year, if you have the right choice, you know, then we speak about it. And then that was the case. You know, I stay one more year. And then we qualify for the Champions League, which was really important for the club. And then I moved on, yeah.
You had 5 years at Lazio, and then you went back to Brazil.
Yeah.
How was that?
Yeah, it was something I always wanted to do. You know, so when I left, when I was 20 years old, my plan, my idea was to stay 12 years in Europe and then play 3 years in Brazil and then retired. Of course, it took longer. I played 15 years in Europe, and then I got back. I only played 6 months. But that's where I wanted to finish. You know, my former club is the club I support as well since I was a kid. I came back, was in a difficult period of the club because they got relegated. And then I got back to play Serie B, the championship. And then we managed to come back to the first division. And then unfortunately it came, you know, I found this problem in my heart. I had to retire it earlier than I expected. But I think, you know, going back to Brazil was a choice that I wanted to make, and I'm glad I did, because you know, I, especially now that I retired, and I retired where I wanted to retire, so it was special.
What was that like? I mean, I decided to retire, but you didn't.
Yeah,
it was because of medical reasons.
Yeah.
How was
it?
That?
Was tough. It was tough because you sleep healthy, you wake up, you have a heart problem. It's incredible, you know, but I didn't have any choice. You know, I can't risk, you know, my family. I have 2 kids, my wife, my family. So there are things that in life I learned that you don't have to search for answers. You know, you just have to accept and move on, you know, because I'm enjoying a lot of things as well now that I'm retired. You know, I can be at Anfield, I can be in other stadiums, I can be with my family, I can travel with my wife. So try to look on the positive way and don't try to search for answers, because there are things that have no answers. You just have to get on with this, and I didn't have any choice. It was sad. For me, it's slowly I'm accepting, because the routine that we have as a player is incredible. You're just training, and then the one day you wake up, you say, oh, what am I going to do now? You know, but I'm happy. You know, I'm enjoying a lot of things, and then hopefully in the future, you know, I look back and just good memories, because, you know, it's the heart problem is an issue, but to play football, not to live and have a great life ahead of me.
Some quick fire questions before we finish, if you will. Did you have any pre-match rituals? Were you superstitious? Did you do certain things a certain way?
No, I'm not a superstitious guy, but, you know, you always create a kind of a routine, you know. I don't say I'm superstitious, but you just repeat things, it's automatic, but it's not that something that, you know, I was like concentrate, like Pepe Reina used to go to the petrol station and fill his car, not something like this, but of course I try just to do the same things, the similar things, just to, I think, mentally make you feel ready for the game.
Pepe Reina comes up a lot in this, those lads who've played.
Oh, yeah.
You all loved him, didn't you?
He's. By the way, when I played with him here, of course, we were different ages and different moments. He had kids, I didn't. And so we get on well, but not as well as I got with him at Lazio. And today, for sure, I can say he's one of my best friends that football presented to me. So now, anywhere he is, you know, because, you know, he's that guy, vocal, and he wants to earn the space, and he's a leader.
What are you scared of?
I don't have anything that scares me. Of course, it scared me when I had the heart. I found the heart problem. It scared me that maybe how long would I live, or, you know, this thing scared me. But after that, I think, you know, I'm getting on well, so at the moment nothing scares me.
Is there something you've done since retirement that you'd always wanted to do when you were a player but weren't allowed to?
Oh, many things, no? Desserts.
Wine.
Travel. You know, I've been in my farm more than I wished when I was playing. You know, just simple things, you know, you just miss simple things, that maybe a weekend, you know, at home watching TV and with the family, and come a couple of friends and have a barbecue. And, you know, there are things that I want to do, you know, still, like I want to go to the Grand Slams tennis. So I want to go to the four Wimbledon. I never been, because we were always playing. But the simple things that are the most important thing is the nicest things, you know, just sometimes a weekend you just relax with friends, and, you know, they call you, oh, okay, I'm free to go, and then you just go and enjoy, have a good time.
You got the paddle tennis bug now, like everybody else.
To be honest, I play paddle, but not as good as I would like to. But in Brazil now is the new sport in Brazil is beach tennis. So I'm on that, because my heart allows me to do that. So I'm on the beach tennis now.
Love it. Best Liverpool goal you saw during your time at the club? You might have scored it yourself, or a goal that you saw.
I scored some good goals, you know.
Haven't
not
Waterloo,
many,
though.
But you know, the best goal I've seen at the club was Stevie against Marseille, I think, away. I think Olympic Marseille. He just scored. Dirk pulled back, and with no angle, he just put on the top bin. I think that was like, wow. I think it was the best goal I've seen that comes in my mind.
Most underrated teammate during your time at the club? Who didn't get the credit they deserved?
I would say a funny one, but I don't think you would expect, but Steve Finnan. He was a great player, you know, and he was really important for the team. I think, you know, sometimes, you know, I think he was very appreciated. But, you know, Sami Hyypiä, underrated. I think, you know, he probably one of the best defenders I played with. You know, there are many, but these two comes to my mind like the first ones.
I like this one. Do you ever drop any Scouse sayings day to day now you're not in Liverpool anymore? Is a little bit of Scouse creep into life?
No, just when
home?
I speak with Scouse people, you know. Or Island. I like it.
Love it.
They
yeah.
like that, you know. Yeah. You
that's
know
stuck, hasn't it, that phrase?
Ta love. So this
you still see that unlucky one crop up all the time on memes.
Yeah. I know.
Stood the test of time.
Yeah.
Let's finish with this one then. Any regrets? Anything you would change?
Yeah, like I said, to maybe lose my energy for things that you know, I don't control, and sometimes being a nightmare, like Jürgen said, you know, I regret that for sure.
Well, it's been great catching up with you.
Thank you, guys.
And we're going to see an awful lot more of you, particularly when Kenny Dalglish sees you and he wants to sign you for the Legends team, I think.
Oh, yeah, well, I will sit beside him as assistant coach now, because I don't think I can play. Yeah. I can be a ball boy, no problem.
But it'd be great to see you back at Anfield,
thank
mate.
You, it's
thank
a pleasure.
Thank you for spending some time with us. Appreciate
thank you very
it.
Much.
Big thanks for listening to today's show. We'll be back again in a few weeks. In the meantime, make sure you give us a follow or leave a comment wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, there's a host of previous episodes for you to go back over and enjoy before we return again. We'll see you next time.